Okay. I was discussing whether a boil nida, who has the din of a nida, he's tummy 7 days, also has to be tovel dafka at night, and therefore the prisha of the Kohen Gadol has to be a little bit before, 7 days before. Or he can tovel in the daytime. When it says, start back from Nesli on Vavam and Aleph. Nesli. Balkeri Kamaga Sheretz. A Balkeri has a din of somebody who touches Sheretz. Tummy for that day. Goes to the mikveh, part of Shemesh, he's taller ready the next night, that night. Boil nida k'tomi meis, but a boil nida has a din of a tummy meis. It's tummy for 7 days. My love v'tvila, just like a tummy meis can be tovel in the daytime, he could be tovel in the daytime too, not like a nida. Well, it says lo l'tu masa. No, it means that he's tummy 7 days, but doesn't have any connection to when he's tovel or not. Just coming to tell me he's tummy 7 days like a tummy meis. So Mar says tu masa behed yiksiv. Tumah, it says Beferish, he's like a needy, 7 days Tumah. I don't need to be told that he's like a Tomei Meis, that he's Tomei 7 days. That's a Pasuk in the Torah. Samara says, the head you see, Hai Tumah Shiva Ksibbe, Hai Tumah Shiva Ksibbe. By Tomei Meis, it says 7 days, and by Boil Nida, it says 7 days. So I don't have to know that a Boil Nida is like a Tomei Meis. I have a Pasuk by Boil Nida, that he's like Tomei Meis. See Rashi. Balkeri kamagasheretz litbol b'yom tumaso, then he's tovel the day becomes tummy. Kedamrim perik elu dvarim b'psachim uboil nida k'tummy meis litbol b'yom shvi, and a boil nida is like a tummy meis that he's only tovel on the seventh day. Alma tovel b'yom, but mashmi is like a tummy meis, so he could be tovel in the daytime. Or it says lola tumaso, doesn't come to tell me when he's tovel, only that he's tummy for 7 days. Balkeri kamagasheretz tumas erev barisha matuma boil nida tumas shiva va'ava tuma. Comes to tell me that he's like an avatuma, like a tummy mace, and he's tummy 7 days. A tummy mace. Hai tuma shiva ksibe, but tahini dasa Allah, but tummy shiva shaman. I don't need to learn it from tummy mace. It's a pasuk in the Torah by boil nida, that he's tummy 7 days. Well, it says, elilav litzvilasim. Therefore, since it can't be coming to tell me that he's tummy 7 days, because that I know from a pasuk, must be coming to tell me that he's like a tummy mace, it could be tovel on the daytime. Samara says, la'olam l'tumasa. No, it's coming to tell me dinim of his tumah, not of his tvila. The tvila could be that he has to be tovel at night. But he's like a tameh meis insofar, l'tumasa, and seifa yisrichlei. And it comes to tell me what it says in the seifa. El shechomer mimenu. Really, enichonami. There's no chiddish that he's tameh 7 days. For that, I don't have to compare him to a tameh meis. But I need it for the seifa. What's a seifa say? El shechomer mimenu boil nida shematami mishka v'moshav betuma kala letami ochlin u'mashkiv. Even though a tummy meis is not metami mishka v'moshav, what he lies on or sits on, unless he touches it directly, it doesn't become tummy. But something underneath what he's sitting on or what he's lying on doesn't become tummy. But by a boil nida, it does become tummy. But it doesn't become tummy to become an avatuma, to be metami adam the kalim, only to become a tolda of tuma that's matame ochlin umashkim. It's not like a nida sits on something, 10 things, the bottom thing becomes tame mamisha and avatuma, and it's matame adam v'kelim. But if a boil nida sits on 10 mattresses, so the mattresses he's not actually touching become tame, but only tame to be matame ochlin umashkim. So Rashi. Shematami mishka v'moshav afilu esher matzah zu agav zu. He's sitting on 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. Right, and he's not touching only the top one. So by a tummy meis, to the tummy meis, ain't a matami elamago. The tummy meis is only matami what he touches, but not what he's sitting on that he's not touching. But a boil nida is matame all the mattresses under him, even though the ones he's not touching, but only the tummy ochlin umashkim, velo the tummy odin the kalim, kishar kolose mishkav umoshav, kigom zav, zav, a nida, a zav, a nida, who sit on 10 mattresses. One underneath the other, so even the bottom one becomes an avatuma to be matame adam v'kelim umitzora shitumas an avatuma latame adam v'kelim av a boil nida k'sid be kol amishka v'shiyishka lov yitma. Right, by a boil nida it says he should be like the nida, and anything he sits on is tame. That's extra. If he's like a nidah, of course anything he sits on becomes tame. Ela nitko hakosuv mituma chamura de mishkav nida atzma shemetame adam kidichsiv v'chol hashiyiga v'mishkava. Right? They deal with tumakala letame ochlenu mashkin. Right? So therefore, the fact that the Torah repeated it means that the halach is different. It comes to tell me it's not mamish like a nida that what she sits on becomes an avatuma and is matame adam v'kelim, as it says in the pasuk, whoever touches what she sat on becomes tame, meaning an adam. Right, but here, since it mentioned it, it came to tell me that it's not metame like a nida mamish, otherwise you wouldn't have to mention it. But it's metame like what's it called, the tumakala, only to metame ochlin umashkin. The ila tuma chamura lishto kromine. It was meant to say that he's metame mishkav umoshav, just like a nida, don't say anything. Because it says already she's an, like a nida. But ani yodana the mishkav otame ke mishkav nida. Doksiva tehi nida sola. He becomes like a nida. Elamai, the fact that he repeated it is to tell me that he's not matame mamish mishkav umoshav like a nida, but only to matame ochlin umashkin. So that's why he needed to tell me that a tame mace is like a what's it called, a boiled nida is like a tame mace, but not like a tame mace. He's more chomer. He's matame mishkav umoshav, at least to be matame ochlin umashkin. Toshma. So we still haven't run any proofs whether a boiled nida is tovel bayom or balayim. Toshma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Hazov, Hazov, Amitzorav, Amitzoras, Uboil Nida, the Tame Meis, Tvilasim Biyom. Right? Nida, the Yoledes, Tvilasim Balayla. Here, the Therish of Braisa, Rabbi Chia said, that is Zov, Zova, Mitzora, Mitzoras, and a boiled Nida, and a Tame Meis, all tovel in the daytime. The only ones that have to be tovel at night is a Nida and a Yoledes. So a boiled nida is not like a nida, and it can be tovel in the daytime. The male, since it can be tovel in the daytime, you only need 7 days prisha to yufta. So it's what's it called? This already slugs up the havamina even, that he has to be tovel, what's it called, at night, like a nida. And that you're mafresh him extra the more than the 7 days. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, the ad sha'ato mafresho mitumas beso, with Choshesh that he may become Tomei from living with his wife and should become a Suffolk Nida when he lived with her. So we separate him from his wife. Hafrishay mi Tumas Meis. Let's be afraid that he'll become Tomei Tumas Meis and keep him away from all people. So that for Choshesh that somebody should die. Keep him totally isolated from people, that he shouldn't come, that somebody should drop dead there in his presence. Om Rav Tachlifa, Avua de Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rava, Zosomeris, Tumas Hameis, Hutre Betzibur. No, Tumas Meis we're not worried about, because even if it become Tomei, Tumas Meis was Hutre Betzibur. We learn from Korban Pesach that over there it's talking about Tumas Meis, and it says that a Yochid is Nidchet to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur brings Korban Pesach if they're Tmei Meisim, what's it called, Pesach Rishon. We're only separated from his wife, but other people can come in contact with him. Separate him from other people that he shouldn't come to a chash of tumas meis. Keep people away from the cloud. Maybe somebody shouldn't die and be matami him. Shmuel says no. Hutri b'tzibur. If he'll become tumi meis, not a problem. He can still do the avoda on Yom Kippur, because the avoda of Yom Kippur is avoda tzibur and tuma hutra b'tzibur, tumas meis. Kedichsiv ish nidche ve'en tzibur nidchin. Yom Kippurim kulei korban tzibur. I af korban shalom, even though there are korbanos that he brings for himself, right? Korban paro shel Aaron. It's not a korban tzibur; it's a korban yochid. But the ikar is not that it's a tzibur or yochid; it's that it's kavu elozman, that has a set time. Any korban that has a set time, even if it's a korban yochid, what's it called, is docha, just like korban pesach. Korban pesach is also a korban yochid. It's not a korban the whole tzibur brings together, one korban. Everybody brings their own korban pesach. But since it's kavua lozman, so it's what's it called, it's, you say tumahutra b'tzibur. The af korban shelo docha satuma, sharizmanu kavua, the korbano toluibo. But we'll see that there's a difference between a korban yochid that's kavua lozman, or a korban tzibur that's kavua lozman, or a korban tzibur that's lo kavua lozman. But even though a korban yochid shir kavua lozman is doche, but it may not be doche 100% like what's it called, like something that's korban tzibur that's kavua lozman. Okay. Ravina Omar, Afilu Tema Tumas Hanes Dechuya Hibatzibur. You could even say that Tumas Hanes is only Dechuya. The question is, what's the pshat? It's as if there's no tuma, and you do it as if it would be, what's it called, 100% mutter, or no. Bitkoshi, it's doche. But if you can, avoid it, you avoid it. Right? Is tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma dechuya b'tzibur? We had this in Pesachim. So if that's the case, tuma is only dechuya b'tzibur, then you should try to make sure he doesn't become tame. It's not a heter. It's not as if he's not tame. He's tame. B'dieved, it's okay. But l'chatchili, you should try to make a gzera to keep him away from people that he shouldn't become tame meis. Right? So there's another reason why we're not choshish for tumas meis, not because tumas to b'tzibur. Tumas hameis lo shchicha. Tumas beis lo shchicha. It's not shchiyah that people should drop dead in the presence of the Kohen Gadol. We're not choshish for misa. But that his wife should become a suffix, a nida, that's possible. That's something that happens every month. And even though death also happens, it doesn't happen in somebody's presence all the time. Okay.
If a tumah meis touches him, that's also... What? If a tumah meis touches him, that also becomes a tumah meis.
He becomes... No, it's only tumah for one day. So it's no problem. But tumah shiva is where he will become the contact of a meis himself. Okay. Hutra hi b'tzivu, okay. Techuya hi b'tzivu, afa pisha korban tzivu dochosa, even though you can bring a korban tzivu that's kavu alozman b'tumas meis, b'koshi hutra, it's only b'dieve. V'lo heter gomor. Whatever we can do to try to bring a betara, we try to do. It's not a heter gomer, it's a dichoy. So Nela, then the svara would be that you should try to make a gzera to protect the Kohen from Tumas Meis. Elamai, Tumas Meis is not shchiach, and therefore they weren't gozer. Itmar. Tumas Meis, Rav Nachman Omer Hutra, he betzibor. Rav Nachman says Tumas Meis is Hutra betzibor. And you don't have to even look to try to do it with tahara. You can do it with tumah. We'll see, not 100%, right? In this case, Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya he betzibur. Rav Sheshes says it's dechuya, and lechatchila we try to find a way to do it with tahara. D'eved, if you can't, then you do it with tumah. Heichadi katmei mutarim bahu beisav kulei amalo plige de tahorin avde tmei loate. Right? Where we'll see in a second that this is not lechulei alma. But even the Mandi Omer says Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that's if it's not very easy to do it B'tahara. But if you could just as easily do it B'tahara, then even that Mandi Omer holds that you have to do it B'tahara. In that Beisav, who's over that day, there are Kohanim who are Tmei Meis and Kohanim who are Tahorim. The Nevada, you have to use the Kohanim and Tahorim. Just as easy to use a Kohen as Tar as to use a Kohen that day that's Tame. Then everybody agrees you have to use Tahorim. Right. The whole Beisav is Tame. So you'd have to go get a Kohen who's on a different shift. Then the Man Yomer says Hutra, you don't have to go get a Kohen on a different shift. It's Hutra. The Man Yomer says Dechuya, since it's possible to get a Kohen from a different shift, so do that. It's only B'dieved you're allowed to be Ovid B'tumah. Rav Nachman Omer Heter he betzibur v'lo mahadrinan. Rav Nachman says that tumah hutra betzibur, and therefore you don't have to get a kohen who's on another shift. If all the kohanim of that day's shift are tameh, then you bring it to tumah. Rav Sheshes Omer dechuya he betzibur. Rav Sheshes holds tumah dechuya betzibur u'mahadrinan, and you do look for what's it called a kohen who's tahar, even though he's from another what's it called the shift. But if there are no kohanim who are tahar, then you bring the carbon seabor betuma. Ikadiamre afilo heichadikatar mutmeim. Bahu beisav. Some say that tuma hutra betzibor means even if there's tumeim and tarim in that beisav, the same ship, you could easily get a coin who's tar. You can still use a coin that's tame. That's shat hutra. Right? Polygraph Nachman. Va'omer avdi nomei tumeim. The chol tumas meis betzibor rachmona shariye. Torah is matter. It's as if you're not tame. So if there's no difference of using a Kohen Tomei or a Kohen Tomar, a Tar, for a Karban Tzibur, that's Kavua Lozman, two Mentara the same, right, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So according to this Shita, Rav Nachman would hold it's Hutra so much that even if you have a Kohen that's Tar, easily to use, you can use the Tomei one because the Tomei and the Tar are exactly equal. Bahu Beisav. So the first man, the Omer in Rav Nachman, holds that if you have Kohanim that day that are Tar and Tameh, who are on that shift, then use the tahor. It's not hutra so much that it's exactly the same thing if you're tummy or tar. You easily can get a tar, get a tar. The chol tumas meis b'tzibur sharech money the seed ish ki yet tummy le nefesh yase pesach sheni ish nidach le pesach sheni the ain't tzibur nidachin aval zavin mutzorayin nidos the yaldos she tumas he yotzei ala migufo. This only applies to tumas meis, but other kinds of tumas like a zav, a mitzora, nida, yoledes, that the tumah comes out of their body. It's not tumah that they contract by touching something. The tumah comes from their body. That's more chomer. Lo hutra, boil neither can neither. And therefore, a boil neither is like a neither. So they were making, they made a gzera that the kohen shouldn't become tameh to be a boil neither, because that kind of tumah is not hutra, right? But the maisa, what's it called? The tumas meis. They didn't make any gzera because tumas meis is hutra b'tzibur.